Stories and Sentences 1 English Edition. Authors Robert Hodossi and Andrew Lang. Publisher and Interpreter Robert Hodossi. The Three Bears. Robert Southey, An English Story. Once upon a time, three bears lived together. They lived in their own house, deep in the forest. One of them was small, a little bear. The medium-sized one was his mother, Mother Bear. And the largest was the oldest, the father, Father Bear. Each of these bears had their own pot for porridge. The small pot was for Little Bear. The medium-sized pot was for Mother Bear. And the largest pot was for the biggest, gigantic Father Bear. Each of them also had their own chair to sit on. The small chair was for Little Bear. The medium-sized chair was for Mother Bear. And the large chair was for the huge Father Bear. Each of these bears had their own bed in which they slept. The smallest little bear had the smallest bed. Mother Bear had a medium-sized bed. And Father Bear had the largest huge bed. One day, as soon as they made their porridge, they poured it into their pots. Then they went for a walk in the forest so that the porridge could cool down and they wouldn't burn their mouths with it so hot. While the three bears were walking in the forest, a little old woman came to their house. First she peeked inside through the window, then through the keyhole. Since she didn't see anyone inside the house, she lifted the latch on the door and went in. She certainly wasn't a good, honest old woman. Unfortunately, the door wasn't locked, because these three bears were good bears. They never hurt anyone or attacked anyone. And it never happened to them that someone would want to harm them. So the old woman opened the door and went inside. She was very pleased when she saw the porridge on the table. If she had been a good little woman, she would have waited until the bears returned home. And then they might have given her some of the porridge and invited her to have breakfast with them, because they were very good bears. They had somewhat rough manners, but that's quite expected for bears. Despite everything known about bears, these were kind-hearted and hospitable. However, this evil old woman was very rude. She had shameless manners and helped herself as if she were at home. First she tasted Father Bear's porridge. It was too hot for her. She cursed a lot into the groats and cinnamon. Then she tasted Mother Bear's porridge. It